Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, did parents really let their kids roam free from the 1970s to the 1990s? Yes, of course. I would get in an elevator at the age of 5 with my bicycle and go down to the parking garage, and then scrape my knees and elbows on oil stains, and it was no big deal. We could roam around alone on our bikes and go anywhere we wanted. I didn't even tell my parents where I went. Sometimes I'd be 5 miles away at the age of 10. The only rule was to be home before the streetlights were on. Moving on, people are wondering if this woman is on tour or something because she's been with so many guys of a certain persuasion. She looks like she's been burning every shade of coal. If you're wondering how long before she stops, remember that when a coal mine catches fire, it can burn for decades or even centuries. There's even a town in Pennsylvania that had to be abandoned because the mine caught fire under it. Number 3, here's the average man's reaction when he finds out what women's romance novels are like. I've read plenty of crazy adult stories that women would like, and there was a lot of violence, kidnapping, men forcing themselves onto women, and women accepting it, because they were good-looking blokes. Guys need to remember that we're the romantics and that women are the ones that are often attracted to violence. I guess now it makes sense why they want the bear. Up next, here's a feminist and she's upset, because men are sitting on the subway while women are standing. I guess she wants equality or equity when it's beneficial to her, and female privilege also when it benefits her as well. Here's a case of true equality and she doesn't like it. Now she wants to shame men to be selfless when it benefits her, even though it's first come, first serve. You're not entitled to a seat simply by the virtue of having a vagina. Number 5, how many red flags can a woman have? This one's unemployed, alcoholic, a single mom, vegan, and is dead inside, and takes it up the poop chute on her first dates. This is either fake or she's just writing this to see if guys actually read what she wrote. A red flag I can definitely see is that she's got tattoos, and a picture from that high angle also tells me one thing, that she's probably fat. Believe it or not, there are still men out there that would marry her. Moving on, when California was a red state, it had the largest middle class in the world. Now it has the highest homeless and poverty rate in America. And it always votes blue no matter who. If you're a politician on the left and you want to keep getting your party elected forever, then all you need to do is run your state into the ground. But if you're on the right and you want to get elected, and then you need to build up your state. Destroying, unfortunately, is a lot easier than building. Number 7, many people on the right need to understand that one of the best things that ever could have happened was for gay people to come out of the closet. Before that, they needed to get married and have kids to fit in with society, so their genes would make it to the next generation. Once their lifestyle was acceptable, they're now dependent on straight people on the right to create more gay people. And since that's not happening as much, they need to resort to extreme measures like drag queen story hour and parades to radicalize people. But I don't think it's going to work out in the long run. Up next, what do you call this body type? How about the Michelin Mame or Stay Puffed Half Toasted? Why would you do this to yourself? You know that if you look like this, you'll be dying a lot sooner from diabetes or heart disease. She probably thinks that carbs and sugar are good for her. I wouldn't be surprised if one day when Ozempic becomes a generic drug, that women like this will be a thing of the past. And the only place you'll see someone as big as this is at a circus sideshow. Number 9, here's more insanity in Britain. An Egyptian migrant can stay in the country even though he's a danger to the community. Looks like his safety is more important than the safety of the British people. One of the only reasons that illegals get benefits today is because this lawyer with the Labour Party in 1993 fought for them. The lawyer is none other than the current Prime Minister of Britain, Keir Starmer. Look at the crazed look in his eyes. Moving on, is it over for Jennifer Aniston because of her age and lack of eggs? She wants her own DNA in a little person and doesn't want to adopt. I think she'll eventually get her own kid in another 10 to 15 years. In September, researchers have developed functional eggs from human skin cells. So now 80-year-old women who are ready to settle down can finally have a kid using a surrogate. Or two men or two women can have their own biological kid. Get ready for a mini baby boom. Number 11, here's a map of the United States with the average IQ per state. Gee, I wonder why the flyover states and the ones in the Northeast have the highest IQs. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery. It probably has something to do with the fact that people in those regions, over 20 or 30%, have German ancestry. It's like Kitchener, Ontario in Canada. It used to be called Berlin, Ontario. until the First World War, and it's full of hot blondes, and it's also Canada's tech startup headquarters. Up next, Amelia married an Afghan migrant. He raped her and used her to claim asylum. She says she's been stalked for years and abused. But this guy, unlike Western men, provides drama, which many women are addicted to. Plus, he uses women and many women feel inferior and want to be used. I don't agree with it and it's not rational, and women have told me this before. Women in the West want non-Western men for entertainment and to increase the pool of men they can actually choose from. That's why they don't protest against migration. Number 13 OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says that ChatGPT will soon allow erotica content. And remember everyone, it's being trained on Reddit. Of course it's going to pump out erotic content. It's a $500 billion company with hardly any revenues. Besides, half the internet traffic is corn, and soon men will be using AI to put lonely fans girls out of business. Sam Altman wants to profit off of the simp economy. Maybe OpenAI will be the OF of AI. Moving on, would you fight Batman to be with her? No way, she looks like a psycho. That's probably why she played a psycho so well in The Penguin Show. I don't smoke, but if I did, I wouldn't even fight a nicotine craving to be with her. And besides, even if you did beat Batman and she was your prize, she'd probably just dump you for the Joker. I also didn't realize that she was in the Black Mirror in the USS Callister episodes. I liked her acting better in that than I did in Penguin. Number 15, a study found that Indians actually shower more than people in the United States. Washing yourself with water from the polluted Ganges River just makes you dirtier than before you bathed. But also, let's take it easy with this study because this was written by an Indian. It looks like I just found the author of this article. I think all of us are going to have trouble believing him after we saw pictures of this Indian festival where they showered in cow dung. Up next, the West continues its decline with the Vatican granting Muslim pleas for a dedicated prayer room. Imagine all those Christians that fought for the last 1,000 years to keep Islam out of Europe, and they're now rolling in their graves. I think all this is being done intentionally because, after all, when you have an enemy, the idea is to appear weak when you're actually strong. Eventually, robots will fight against Islam, and Islam will lose. Number 19, this Temu warehouse in China went up in flames. But it's all right, because only $246 worth of goods were destroyed. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be happy or upset by this. Here's a tip when you're buying stuff from Amazon and eBay. The stuff is usually from Temu at 3 times the price. So get them at the source instead of making Jeff Bezos rich. Now how will I get clothes for my doll? Whatever will she wear? Moving on, is it true that when a woman dresses modestly, she's not hiding from men, but instead revealing her dignity to them? Doesn't even matter anymore. If he's a chat, she's going to be taking that dress off on the first date. Women like this are probably trying to compensate for high notch counts. Unfortunately, there are too many trad cucks out there that believe if a woman wears a traditional costume, that she must be a woman from traditional values. Number 19, a woman was arrested in Louisiana for government benefits fraud after not accurately reporting her marital status and household income. As per usual, it's probably not her fault, and being a typical woman, she'll probably say that her husband messed up, even though to get benefits, she needed to be single. It's like that guy they reported to his hearing for a suspended driving charge through Zoom while driving in the parking lot. Even the judge didn't know what to say in that case. Up next, someone says that they have a theory about the rise of autism rates, that they're probably related to tablet use. As a parent, if you don't properly socialize your kids and don't give them enough time with their peers, instead of just giving them playtime with tablets, then you develop avoidant personality disorder in them. Then they become socially awkward and exhibit many of the typical symptoms of autism, but they don't have it. Ask me how I know. I thought I was on the spectrum, but it's most likely avoidant personality disorder. Number 21, Brad Pitt says he wishes he could be there for his kids, but his vindictive ex-wife destroyed their relationship, and now his kids have to suffer the consequences. Apparently he hasn't learned and is now getting married again at the age of 60, and wants to have kids yet again. I'll bet you anything that Jennifer Aniston wouldn't be as big a problem as Jolie. They say choosing your wife is the most important financial decision of your life. I never would have become financially free if I ever got married. Moving on, a bunch of teenagers that jumped and assaulted this ex-Doge staffer avoid jail and are just sentenced to probation. The guys beating him up were African Americans. I guess they didn't like the idea that Elon brought this guy to get rid of social programs, or possibly get rid of DEI jobs, because that's probably one of the only ways these teens ever would have gotten hired. I guess this is what's called black privilege these days. Number 23, someone says that if women told us men that we were cute and attractive and to smile more often, a guy being told that would think about the compliment for the next 10 years. But we all know that no woman would ever say that. If she does, then she's a man in disguise. You know, this guy getting the compliment will probably be married with kids in 20 years and still be thinking, did she want me, and did I blow it by not asking her out for a number? Up next, a while back, YouTube was down and I thought that my computer was, so I restarted it. Then I tried my phone and also couldn't get into YouTube Studio. I couldn't get in with my laptop either. So I thought my channel must be gone because the internet was still sort of working. Then half an hour later, things started working and I was totally relieved. It was the worst half hour of my life since I got 2 YouTube strikes in just 1 week a couple of years ago. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between a woman's profile picture and the way that she looks every day. It's so crazy that she ran a filter to make sure her nose looks smaller. Just looking at her, I realized that Pearl Davis is a lot hotter. Joker says that this is why we need to take them swimming on the first date, but you also need to remember that these days, they have waterproof makeup. She still expects a man that's a 9 or a 10, even though she's a 4.5. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.